political concerns in Russia troubles believers, leadership training's crucial. First Lady Laura Bush is slated to visit a Christian ministry in Albania, and Italians are catching a gem of a vision. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As the G8 meeting between Presidents Putin and Bush eased tensions between Russia and the U.S., Christians in Russia are concerned. Recent government controls on the media and religion law changes have them on edge. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba believes the only answer to significant positive change is to train next-generation leaders through their Schools Without Walls program.
Currently, we have Schools Without Walls in 44 different locations. We have a little over 2,200 students. Right after classes, they go back to their churches and implement what they've just learned, helping the church to continue reaching out to their communities.
Rakhuba says this isn't about training pastors. It's about training them
to be effective Christians in their daily life. They will become, you know, tomorrow's politicians, city leaders, businessmen that also would represent the Christian community, but at the same time, they will spread the gospel.
$300 supports a student for a year. Next, President Bush is on a week-long European mission trying to warm up Chile-Allied relations as a result of the Iraq War. The six-nation trip will take Bush to Albania for the first visit by a U.S. president. First Lady Laura Bush will raise awareness of the orphans' plight with a visit to a group home run by Bethany Social Services of Albania this Sunday. Bethany's Agim Shumara.
These are orphan children, abandoned children, that every year shelter to a Bethany group home up to the time that they could be adopted to a family with Albanians or U.S. families or other international adoption.
Shumari says they operate from biblically based values.
The government of Albania values children in the family. And this is the core value that Bethany Christian Services tries to implement in everyday care for the children. It's a natural value for all of us that we are demonstrating through our services.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 1 million Adoma people in Nigeria are now governed by a Christian chief. It's a custom to stand and sit as the chief does and kneel before him when addressing him. That's exactly what Brett from the Jesus Film Project did as he shared the gospel with the chief.
And after I shared Christ with him, the chief asked for me to write down the prayer, how to pray to receive Christ. And the pastors that we were working with were very ecstatic, and they had told me that that meant that he wanted to go pray to receive Christ kind of in private.
The rest of the village was able to see the Jesus film, and 14,000 Adoma people accepted Christ. The new believers will be cared for by local pastors and Jesus film workers.
They are able to go and do the follow-up and to train and to disciple new believers, and the new believers are able to get plugged into those local churches.
Pray that the chief will begin to rule in a godly way and that the Adoma people would persevere in their faith. Meanwhile, Greater Europe Mission reports good news from Italy. Their work focuses on equipping Italian believers for true community impact. The team recently launched the Mission for You website, designed to help grow churches and start new ones. So far, more than 65,000 Italians have checked out the website. Thousands have downloaded the Omega course for church planters. Pray that those using it will catch the vision for multiplying churches throughout Italy. And Wycliffe Associates is putting out the call for educators. They currently have more than 300 requests for them. For example, teachers are needed for science in Tanzania, a primary school principal in Papua New Guinea, and certified ESL English teachers for mainland Southeast Asia. Grace International School in Chiang Mai, Thailand reports a need for 31 teachers and staff members. Pray for God's provision of school teachers to serve the children of Bible translators. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.